All of it. He's talented, that big fatty. Talented. Yeah, I just want to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, it's December, and we're bringing in Cribba on the Smellcast. Mm-hmm. Yuppers, and what better way to start, folks, than opening up a few Cribba cards. I've gotten a couple here. I just want to pass them along to you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
He's talented, that Big Fatty, talented.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1276 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 18th of December 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I'm going to tell you about the trip to Hatlanta. Plus, we've got Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer. Yes! Hello, Naga's Beef! Freddy, I think I know what it means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that old Toppy Smelly from over there at the Stenchcast. And, y'all, he was getting in the Cribba spirit, and, y'all, that's what's going to be happening here at the BFO. Because, y'all, 1 week from today is Cribba Day. Oh, dear gussie. And, you know, Cribba Eve, the old fat man, and I am not referring to the Vons, yo, comes to your house and drops a... a coil. Before I move forward and tell you about the trip over to Hatlanta and all, y'all, I want to just let you know how the little show is going to operate between now and the time I get back in Hatlanta. Now, starting today, we are going to do the Cribba Spectaculars from previous years. Today is Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer. Wednesday is Archer the Snowflake. Thursday, Frosty Claws. Friday, I saw Mama kissing Ginger Bear. And then on Monday, on Cribba Eve, Big Fatty's going to do last year's Cribba Spectacular, which was Cribba Memories. And y'all, we're working real hard. I'm gonna give you a little peek behind the curtain right now. Y'all, we're working real hard on the Cribba Spectacular for 2012, which will come to you Cribba Morning. And for those of you that try to sneak it early, Big Fatty ain't posting it until after midnight. Big Fatty, you show 'em. I can tell you that old Vader is intimately involved in this, y'all. He has volunteered the Fat Cave for a hootenanny, and y'all, it's just gonna be lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, we back in the fall, we talked about y'all, that is steak and eggs that I had for my brofkas. But y'all, back in the summer and in the fall, old Vader started the plans going, getting all this all set up, y'all. So y'all, it's just gonna be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's back up. You know, I had the extra day and a few hours on Thursday and Friday of last week that I had for leave. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty doesn't use it's use it or lose it, and Big Fatty don't lose it, y'all. That's all I gotta say. He does not lose it. So y'all, on Friday, y'all, I got a lot of errands done. Went by and saw Miss Kitty. And his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and just y'all just got lots and lots and lots of things done. I recorded yesterday's little show on Saturday before I left Hatlanta, because y'all, I wanted to get in all the Cribba cards that I had received before I left. And then on Saturday evening, y'all, the horror group, we went to the to the Cowboy Brazilian Steakhouse, y'all. It was lovely. And then we went to the Battery Park. And y'all, I'm guessing B.W. Valentine knows what that means now. Yes, Big Freddy, I bet she does. Had a couple of cocktails, and then Sunday morning, Big Fatty got in the Ford Escape, and I escaped over to Hatlanta, y'all, and I got me a hotel. And y'all, let me just say this: when you're fresh meat in a city, all the gentlemen callers want to come by and say, "Hey, Big Fatty." Y'all, I just had one leave a minute ago, and on a Sunday night, right in the middle of the Survivor finale, y'all, there was another one that came in the middle of all that. So I know who won, but I did not get to see the reunion show or anything like that. But I'm recording this on Monday, of course, and this evening I'm going to have the Hootenanny with all the folks here in the Hatlanta. And look forward to seeing them for some supper. And and then I'm heading up to the Hats on Wednesday afternoon. But y'all, before we get to Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer, which is our Crema Spectacular today, y'all, Big Freddy got a few e-letter cards. Big Freddy! Yeah, I guess y'all, I don't know why the sound sounds all screwed up. Y'all, I've got the micro hoist plugged in and everything. And I got an e-letter crema card from the Gravitas. And y'all, he had his picture made with Santa Claus. And I guess he was out there in the California Ace. Y'all, I don't know if he was at Martini's Above Fourth or something like that. But y'all, there's a picture of the Gravitas, and y'all, I'll be posting that over at the BFO at noon on Tuesday. And y'all, then I got a gift at from the number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, that is that Bill in St. Louis. And y'all, he sent Big Fatty just a lovely... iTurds gift card. Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. It's just very, very nice of you, Bill. And I just want to thank you publicly for that. And y'all, just a reminder, Larry Cly is checking the P.O. Box while Big Fatty is over in Hatlanta. And y'all, I did get notification on Monday that some cards had arrived. There you have it. And he's also checking for packages and all kinds of things like that too. So fear not. I'm sure that your cards and good wishes are going to make it without a problem. Of course, y'all, you know, if you hadn't gotten a card in the mail yet, there's still plenty of time. And also you can go and send a picture over there to old Spottin' Crazy over at Spottin' Big Fatty. Or you can send a picture of bacon, because there's always a lot of bacon around at the holidays, and send that to the Baconator at the BFO app.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following holiday special is a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network, presented this evening without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Phoebes. Order by Sunday, December 16th, to ensure Christmas delivery of your Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Hello there. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever heard a talking snowman before? Like I give a flying fuck. Now, I'm sure you've heard the story of flying reindeer and the Christmas that almost wasn't, blah, blah, blah. But that was all bullshit from the 1960s. I'm going to tell you the real story about Larry, the fat-ass reindeer. You know Noah and Patrick and Tristan, Archer and Omar and Chef Mark that Vixen, but you won't recall the most enormous reindeer of all. Larry the fat ass reindeer had a very big fat ass, and if you ever saw it, it was always full of gas. The other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Larry play in any reindeer games. Then one bull-dyked Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Larry, with your ass so fat, hop in my underpants and hat. Then all the reindeer wanted to really cut that big fat bitch. Larry the fat ass reindeer, he caught Santa's crabby itch. Now pay attention or I'm gonna sing it again. It all started years ago when Mrs. Kringle, who worked in the off-season as a German dominatrix, was trying to fatten up her Santa.
Eat, Santa, eat. Eat, Santa, eat. Nobody wants a skinny, submissive Santa coming around them.
Así, ay, mommy, spank me. Así como me gusta. Make Santa the porky pig in your Cuban sandwich. Hágalo como le gusta a papi. Como un puerquito.
Mama don't ride no South Pole until you pork up.
Damn, that part always gets my carrot hard. Anyway, whew, back to our story. Now, years before, a big fat cunt, I know that's redundant, you know, had dumped this fat load of reindeer on the floor. Now, Larry, who had the fattest ass at the North Pole, had never really fit in. For instance, there was the day he met another North Pole misfit, Archie the Elf. They met at the North Pole's only lesbian bar called Colder Than a Witch's Tit.
Well, hello. My name's Archie the Elf, although I don't really fit in with the other elves.
Faggot.
I couldn't help but notice that you are the only person here that isn't wearing plaid, and you don't appear to be from Lebanon.
Faggot.
What I really want to be is a reindeer proctologist.
Faggot.
But in order to become successful, I need to try out my new cattle-length fisting gloves on a big fat ass. It's dark in here. Do you have a big fat ass?
Now you're talking. Oh, Daddy, spank me, Lord. Yes, make me your hand puppet. I want to be like Miss Piggy and your Frank Oz. Get up in there.
Ah! Oh, damn, that part really gets my carrot hard. Anyway, back to our story. Well, Mama Kringle had tried and tried to get Santa to eat, but without any success.
I give up on you, Santa. I try and get you to eat ham, and you just turn away. Have you gone Jewish on Mama?
Mama, I'm just tired of losing weight by the minute. I think I have picked up a catarro, a cold, or something.
Sounds like you got the gift.
My crotch is hotter than a cubano on a gringo pelirrojo con freckles on a gay cruise, and you know how crowded and hot those get.
I told you to stay away from those magi. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, my German ass. You're tweaked and crashing.
Christmas was upon us, and no one could fill Santa's shoes, much less his underpants. Now, as a side note, Santa normally went commando once he got to the list of bad boys and girls. Needless to say, that wasn't chocolate milk and ice cookies left over on Christmas morning. Damn, my carrot has a mind of its own. Anyway, back to our story. It's Christmas Eve and something has to be done, so Mrs. Claus and Santa head over to Colder Than a Witch's Tit for some waffle. They are distraught at the thought of there being no miserable children and parents the next morning.
I knew I should have worn my assless chaps out tonight.
Ay, como my crotch itches, and it's not because of those lesbian bitches, who are actually really quite nice once you get to know them.
Nice shirt. Oh yeah? Let's take it to the dark room and see.
A donde vas, mama? Please don't leave me here with all this plaid.
Faggot.
God, I love it when she calls me that. Oh, damn, you caught me again. Well, anyway, back to our story. So, Mrs. Claus and her new lumberjacket head for the dark room. Once inside, Mrs. Claus hears two very familiar voices.
You need more J-Lube, Larry?
Hell no. Tear it open, Archie. Give me all you got.
Okay, fat ass. Here comes some ass punching, faggot.
Make me your fat ass puppet.
Larry, is that you?
Oh, hi, Mama Kringle. I didn't know you came here.
Archie, why are you wearing my leather opera-length gloves?
And in that moment, an idea came into Mrs. Claus's head. An idea brighter than the North Star itself. She spoke not a word, but went straight... Okay, it was gaily forward. To work. She fixed her fishnet stockings and grabbed Santa with a jerk. She whispered her plan as he fingered the inside of his nose. He picked all the boogers, and from the bar stool he rose. He entered the dark room and raised his weak voice.
Larry, con tu culo tan grande, with your ass so fat, will you wear my underpants and sombrero tonight?
Well, Larry cleaned up with Archie at his side, and they returned to the workshop all ready to ride. Now Santa splained the solution to the rest. And the other reindeer snickered, knowing Santa's underpants would infest. So Larry was hoisted into the sleigh wearing the underpants and hat, with Archie snuggled up around all that fat. And I heard Larry exclaim as they drove out of sight.
Damn my crotch itches, bitches. Be happy, faggots, tonight.
Oh, dang, I see. Yeah. Poor Big Fatty. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I just figured out what's wrong with the micro-hoist. I had it turned around. I had it omnidirectional, and I was speaking into the back side of it. Big Fatty, you're just retarded. Y'all, I can't... Oh, gosh. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Remember, there's only 1 week of Crema shopping left, so y'all get out there and face those mall warriors before old Santa Claus comes, because, you know, Santa Claus is going to be expecting to get some cookeries and maybe some gin. What do you put... what do you think of Santa Claus, Toppy?
He's talented, that Big Fatty, talented.
Oh, yes, and so is Santa Claus.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.